This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, June 12, 2018. We'll learn the 6th to 9th Mishnayos, 10th chapter of Mishnah Yevamos. These four Mishnayos talk about the status of a 9-year-old child. Right, 9-year-old boys, the Mishnah says 9 years in one day. I'm just going to refer to him as a 9-year-old. When we talk about Mamar, which is the, you know, Kiddushin-like pre-Yavama, before you have, right, the sexual relationship that cements and marries you to your deceased brother's wife as Yibum, right, the rabbis instituted Mamar, a sort of Kiddushin for that process. Right, what if the 9-year-old tries to actually have a relationship with the Yavama, right, and take her as his wife? What's the status of a 9-year-old in that context? And the Mishnah says as follows. Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad. This 9-year-old boy, who postel al yadei ha'achin ve'ha'achin postel al yado. The Mishnah says that the rabbis, even though the act of a 9-year-old is generally meaningless, the rabbis have given this act, right, rabbinic significance. Not Torah significance, because they can't do that, but rabbinic significance. And therefore, if he does mamar with the Yavama, or he, right, or tries to have, right, attempts and succeeds in a sexual relationship with her. So the brothers, even though from the Torah law that was really nothing, the rabbis gave it enough status that the brothers cannot come and take her as a Yavama. Right, she is now puzzled to the brothers through his actions. His actions have, right, at least enough weight to do that. Va'achim posan al yado. Right, if the brothers did ma'amar first, so then they would also disqualify the 9-year-old from any future relationship. Right, but there is a difference, says the Mishnah, between those two. Elashuhu posel batchila, va'achim poslan tchila vasof. Right, with the 9-year-old, he only ruins the brother's chances if he's the first one. If he first comes and does ma'amar, or has bia, right? Bia is the sexual relationship with the woman. If he's the first, the brothers are sank. But if the brothers come first and he tries to do ma'amar afterwards, or bia afterwards, right? Once the brothers have stepped up, his actions are meaningless. He's only posel tchila. V'ha'achin poslin tchila vasov. But the brothers, right, whether they do their thing, right, mamar, before or after the 9-year-old, that is irrelevant. Their actions have, of course, real consequence. And even if the 9-year-old goes first, the brothers now come, they can passel this woman to her. Right, and that's along with what we've seen previously, that if two of the brothers of the deceased husband do mamar, so the woman no longer is eligible for yibum. Ketzad. So now the Mishnah has a qualifier. Right, when is it true that the 9-year-old is only posel if he comes first? That's only true if we're talking about ma'amar. If the brother does ma'amar first, the 9-year-old does ma'amar, right, and then the other brothers come, right, he has ruined their chances. But if the other brothers come first and then the 9-year-old does ma'amar, that's a zero. But now we continue with the Mishnah, right? We have to put all that in parentheses. But if Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad Sheba Al Yevimto, if instead of doing Mamar, the 9-year-old comes and sleeps with the Yavama, Pasal Al Yedei Achim, he disqualifies the brothers, even if the brothers went and did Mamar first. Right? There's a difference in distinction between whether the 9-year-old does Mamar or Bia, right? Whether he does the Kiddushin-like ceremony or the sexual relationship. Ba'u alea achin, the brothers, whether they came and had bia with the woman, v'asu ba'mamar, or they did ma'amar, v'nasnu geto chaltzu, or they gave her a geto did chalitza, so paslu al yado, they've ruined the 9-year-old's chances. Again, whether they did this before or after, the order is irrelevant. Mishnah 7, ben teisha shana v'yom echad, sheba al yevimto. Right, so a 9-year-old comes and has a relationship with his dead brother's widow. Well, that's actually redundant, right? Your dead brother's widow. It's your brother's widow. You know your brother's dead. All right, so Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad Sheba Al Yevimto. So he comes, the 9-year-old comes and sleeps with his brother's widow as Yibum. Right, so now you have another 9-year-old brother, right? Twins, or they share a common father, either way. And he comes and sleeps with her. So pasal al yado. Right, so in accordance with what we saw in the first Mishnah, each of those acts has rabbinic status, so it's not enough to seal the deal, but it ruins the other brother's chances, and therefore, pasal al yado, right? The second guy ruined the first guy, and vice versa. Now, neither of them, at any point, can take this woman as a yavama. Rav Shimon Omer lo pasal. Rav Shimon says, no, you did not disqualify. Now, Rav Shimon, right, disagrees with what we have said before, right, until this point, which is what the Mishnah is teaching us, is that the rabbis gave a rabbinic, a quasi-status to the 9-year-old. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not a quasi-status, it's a doubtful status. We're simply not sure if the actions of a 9-year-old have consequences. If they do, they have real consequence, right? Like an adult consequence. And if they don't, they're a big fat zero. Right? It's not a middle ground rabbinic quasi. We're just not sure. And therefore, right, if you go back to this case, if a 9-year-old's actions have consequence, full consequence, so then when the first 9-year-old brother sleeps with the Yavama, deal is done. She's his, you know, Yavam and Yavama are together. And the second 9-year-old's Bia is, it doesn't, you know, it's a zero. It doesn't do anything. It's no good. If a 9-year-old's actions have no consequence, so then neither the first or the second 9-year-old have any consequence. And therefore, when the first 9-year-old gets older, he can take the Yavam as a Yavama. It's not an issue. So either it worked and the first one's good, or it doesn't work and one and two are no good, which leaves one open, right, to go back and try it again when he is an adult. Mishnah Chet. Ben Teisha Shanam V'Yom Echad Sheba Al Yevimto. So you have a 9-year-old who comes and, right, sleeps with, right, his Yevama, right, so his brother's widow. V'Acharkach Ba'al Tzarasa. And then he went and he slept with this wife's, right, the co-wife, meaning the brother died and he had more than one wife. So this 9-year-old goes and sleeps with both of them. So pasal al yidei atzmo. So he disqualified himself, right? Because that's a no-no, right? If you had an adult who did that, that's a no-no. Once you take the first as a yavam, and the second one, right, doesn't do yibum or chalitza, but she's still prohibited to you. So once you sleep with her, so you pasal yourself and you're done. Rav Shimon Omer, lo pasal. Shimon says no, right, for the same reason. If it's there's this quasi rabbinic status, so then yeah, you know, he sleeps with the Yavama, still connected to the Tzara, sort of sleeps with her. It's all no good. But if Shimon says no, either it works or it doesn't work, and therefore, right, lo pasal, right, because either it works for the first one, absolutely, or it doesn't work at all. Right? That's Rav Shimon's position here. Ben Taylor, next case. Ben Teisha Shanam V'Yom Echad Sheba Al Yevimto. Okay, again, 9-year-old sleeps with his brother's widow, Umeis, and he dies. So Cholet says, V'lo Misyabemes. Right, so she now, from one of the other brothers, has to do chalitza, but not yibum. Right. Because it's possible that there are two, right, that she's actually now linked to two potential yivamin. Nasa isha umes, right? Let's say a 9-year-old marries a woman and dies, a harezu patura. Right. So that's a zero, right? Because She doesn't need Yibum. She doesn't need Chalitza. If you marry, if a 9-year-old marries, so the Kiddushin of a 9-year-old is a zero. Right? The question is, for the Chachamim, right, in the context of Yibum, Ma'amar, and Bia, right, do we assign some quasi-status, but in terms of Kiddushin, so that we say is an absolute zero. Mishnah 9. Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad Sheba'al Yevimto. 9-year-old sleeps with his brother's widow. Umisha Higdil. When he gets older, Nasa Isha Acheres Umes. So he never sleeps with the Yevama after he's older, right? Because then it would be, right? Then it would certainly be, he would have completed anything he needed to do. But he gets older, he marries somebody else. Right? Im lo yada is harishona misha higdil. Right? If he never sleeps, to know is the biblical no. Right? If he doesn't know, he doesn't sleep with the first, the yavama, once he gets older. So harishona choletzes velo misyabemes. Right? So the first one, then obviously if he was to die, right, Mishnah says umes. So he marries somebody else and he dies. So the first one is choletzes velomis yabemes. Right, the yibum from Reuven dies, and Shimon is 9 years old. So Shimon sleeps with Reuven's wife, and then Shimon dies, and now you have Levi. Right, but this yavama is his from Reuven and from Shimon. From Reuven, because Reuven died, and then Shimon does this quasi, 9-year-old thing, and then he gets older and he dies. So Levi has her as a yibum from two brothers, and that's no good. Then chalitza velo misya, right? That's cholatzis velo misya bemis. The hashnia, but the second wife that Shimon takes as an adult. So then, oh cholatzis velo misya bemis. Then right, Levi can do whatever he wants, because that was his Shimon's full wife, and Shimon dies with no kids, so Levi can either do chalitza or yibum. Rabbi Shimon Omer miyabeim leezo shiyirtze v'choletz lashnia. Right, Rabbi Shimon again. Rabbi Shimon is consistent in his view that we're talking about a suffix. We're not sure, and therefore, either it works or it doesn't work. So he can do Yibum for whichever one he wants. Levi can do Yibum on either one. Because if the action of a 9-year-old is good, full, and complete, then Shimon did a full and complete Yibum with Reuven's wife. Reuven's out of the picture. And then Shimon dies with two wives. And Levi can do Yibum with either one of them. He gets to choose. Right? If the action of a 9-year-old is a zero, right, so then also this is still his Yavama from Reuven, but only from one brother. Then he has a second Yavama from Shimon, his wife, and he can do Yibum for whichever one he wants. V'choletz lashnia, but then he has to do he has to do Yibum on the second one. On the second wife, because again, we're not exactly sure, so it is possible that there still is a problem, right, because of the suffix. And then the Mishnah ends, Echad Shehu Ben Teisha Shana B'Yom Echad, Be'echad Shehu Ben Esrim Shalosh Shelo Hebi Shtei Sa'aros. Right, when we talk about a 9-year-old, we talk about a 9-year-old, but we're also talking about anyone who has not brought two hairs, right, two pubic hairs, who has not shown signs of maturity, that person would be counted as a 9-year-old as well. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.